This magazine must be returned in the container within 30 days. Connect the Dots. Newsletter of the South Carolina State Library Talking Book Services. Published quarterly by the South Carolina State Library Talking Book Services. This is Volume 44, Issue 1, Winter 2018. Receiving mail from Talking Book Services. Talking Book Services mail comes in and goes out once a day in the morning. When a patron orders books, they go in the mail on the next business day. Books only go out to a patron if they are not at their maximum number of books. In total, the TBS mail staff checks in and out about 1,700 items a day. When books are received in our mailroom, they are opened, inspected, checked in, and reshelved. Empty containers or mismatched books and containers are returned to the patron to be reconciled. Our computer system processes overnight to fill requests and assign books as patrons need them. The next business day, mailing cards are printed, books are pulled from the shelves, cards are inserted into the containers, and the books are checked out to the patrons. TBS closes for recognized state and federal holidays, and the U.S. Post Office closes for federal holidays. Our mail only goes out when TBS and the U.S. Post Office are both open. When ordering books, patrons should always take into account any upcoming holidays. TBS staff does not work on weekends. Books ordered on Friday will not be assigned to go out in the mail until the following Monday morning. Books ordered on the Friday before a Monday holiday will not go in the mail until the following Tuesday. Patrons are encouraged to order their books as early as possible before any upcoming holiday. Talking Book Services and the South Carolina State Library observe these holidays in 2018. New Year's Day, Monday, January 1. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Monday, January 15. President's Day, Monday, February 19. Confederate Memorial Day, Thursday, May 10. National Memorial Day, Monday, May 28. Independence Day, Wednesday, July 4. Labor Day, Monday, September 3. Veterans Day, Monday, November 12. Observance. Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November 22. Day after Thanksgiving Day, Friday, November 23. Christmas Eve, Monday, December 24. Christmas Day, Tuesday, December 25. And day after Christmas, Wednesday, December 26. Winter Reading Program for Adults. Don't let the winter blues set in. Join the Talking Book Services Winter Reading Program for Adults. The theme is Mystery Bingo. Each participant will read at least 5 books that meet one of the criteria on the bingo card. Just like bingo, you must complete everything that aligns in a row vertically, horizontally, or diagonally. The middle block is a free space. If you complete a row containing the free space, you only need to read 4 books. Each square must be represented by a different book, even though some books might work for more than one square. To help you choose, the reader advisors will have a list of authors that fit each category. For the specific authors listed, you may have a title chosen at random if you like. Winter Reading Program for Kids. Want something fun to do during the months of February and March? Want to win prizes? Join the Talking Book Services Winter Reading Program for children from ages 4 to 18. All you need to do is sign up and get to reading. Each participant will read at least 5 books that meet one of the criteria on the bingo card. Just like bingo, you must complete everything that aligns in a row vertically, horizontally, or diagonally. The middle block is a free space. If you complete a row containing the free space, you only need to read 4 books. Each book you read can only count for 1 square, even though they may fit in the criteria for more than 1 block. If you like, you can complete up to 2 bingos. Please use the same bingo card for both. Challenge yourself. To help you choose, you may call us to have a reader advisor suggest a book for you if you cannot think of one on your own. If you would like a bingo card, please call us at 803-734-4611 or 1-800-922-7818. Email tbsbooks@statelibrary.sc.gov. Once you have gotten a bingo, you should mail your bingo card to Talking Book Services, South Carolina State Library, 1500 Sennett Street, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. In the upper right corner of the envelope, please write Free Matter for the Blind and Handicapped. No postage is necessary if you do that. Please remember to put your name on the bingo card. Once we receive your completed bingo card, we will send you a small prize. The program will end March 30th. Digital Books and Friends Book Club. We are starting a book club for TBS audio readers. It's called Digital Books and Friends Book Club. Many of you have expressed a desire to have the ability to share your books with other TBS patrons. Because we have patrons all over the state, this will be a call-in book club. How the club is going to work? You will need to register. Please call us at 1-800-922-7818 and ask for Brenda or email us at tbsbooks@statelibrary.sc.gov. We recommend registering at least 2 weeks in advance of the club meeting date. Club members will read the assigned book. Call in on the appointed day and time using a special toll-free number. Once everyone is on the line, we will start the discussion. Our first book will be Minnow, DBC-05196, by James McTeer II. It's the tale of a brave young boy on a journey through the wild islands of the Beaufort Lowcountry, all for the promise of medication to save his bedridden father. This is a story of love, perseverance, sacrifice, and magic. James E. McTeer II was born and raised in Beaufort, South Carolina. He won the 2015 South Carolina First Novel Prize for his novel Minnow. A school librarian in Columbia, South Carolina, he is the grandson of the late J. E. McTeer, whose 37 years as High Sheriff of the Lowcountry and local witch doctor served as inspiration for the book. Minnow has gone on to win a regional Gold Ippy, received starred reviews from Kirkus and Library Journal, and was called A Fabulous Tale by Pat Conroy. James lives in Columbia with his wife, infant son, and two dogs. Our first meeting will be February 23, 2018, at 3 p.m. To join, you must be registered by January 31, 2018. Bard Issues. Many Talking Book Services patrons are now using Bard, Bard Mobile, and Bard Express to download audio and Braille titles for themselves. We love that so many of you have found Bard helpful. Bard is available to all patrons of TBS, but it works best for those who are more tech-savvy or have someone at home readily available to assist them. Quite often, we receive calls from patrons needing help with issues that arise on their computers and devices. Many times, these are problems with internet service providers, equipment issues, storage capacity, computer problems, or user error. The TBS staff can offer some help with using Bard, but we are not able to help diagnose issues with your personal computers, devices, or phones. We cannot offer assistance with assistive technology like JAWS. We are unable to determine why you are having problems on your end. Every patron's device is set up differently, and we are not there to see what the problem is. We cannot train patrons in computer or device usage. We can only let you know if there are known issues with Bard itself. There are computer skills that users must have in order to use the Bard website on a computer, navigating a web browser, sending and receiving email, filling out online forms, remembering and using a personal username and password, downloading and locating files on your computer, creating folders, copying and pasting files, extracting files from a zipped format, connecting, removing, and erasing files from a cartridge, USB flash, or computer. Bard Express offers a slightly quicker way to download to a computer, but patrons must still be able to click, save, and locate files and move them to the USB drive to use on their players. To use the Bard mobile app, users must have a good working knowledge of their own personal devices. Users must understand how to download an app and utilize it. Problems on the patron's end that aren't expressly Bard-related should be handled by third parties, such as the phone company or service provider, reputable computer repair services, or the company that sold you your device or installed your equipment. February is African American History Month. DB 81470. 28 Days, Moments in Black History That Changed the World, by Charles R. Smith. DB 80571. Death of a King, The Real Story of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s Final Year, by Tavis Smiley. DB 86234. Hidden Figures, The American Dream and the Untold Story of the Black Women Mathematicians Who Helped Win the Space Race, by Margot Lee Shetterly. DB 80793. Gateway to Freedom, The Hidden History of the Underground Railroad, by Eric Foner. DB 84212. Black Presidency, Barack Obama and the Politics of Race in America, by Michael Eric Dyson. DB 68628. Delta Blues, The Life and Times of the Mississippi Masters Who Revolutionized American Music, by Ted Gioia. DB 72888. Beyond the Shadow of the Senators, The Untold Story of the Homestead Grays and the Integration of Baseball, by Brad Snyder. March is Women's History Month. DB 70285. When Everything Changed, The Amazing Journey of American Women from 1960 to the Present, by Gail Collins. DB 76489. Vital Voices, The Power of Women Leading Change Around the World, by Elise Nelson. DB 82306. First Ladies, Presidential Historians on the Lives of 45 Iconic American Women, by Susan Swain. DB 86024. Wonder Women, 25 Innovators, Inventors, and Trailblazers Who Changed History, by Sam Maggs. DB 83307. Sisters-in-Law, How Sandra Day O'Connor and Ruth Bader Ginsburg Went to the Supreme Court and Changed the World, by Linda R. Hirschman. DB 71261. A Few Good Women, America's Military Women from World War I to the Wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, by Evelyn Monahan. DB 81681. Eye on the Struggle, Ethel Payne, the First Lady of the Black Press, by James McGrath Morris. New large print books now available. LP 23103. Secrets of the Tulip Sisters, by Susan Mallory. Romance. LP 23107. Charlatans, by Robin Cook. Mystery. LP 23109. Why Is for Yesterday, by Sue Grafton. Mystery. LP 23110. Robert B. Parker's The Hangman's Sonnet, a Jesse Stone novel, by Reed Farrell Coleman. Mystery. LP 23119. A Legacy of Spies, by John Le Carre, Espionage. LP 23122. The Right Time, by Danielle Steele. Romance. LP 23127. Smoke Wagon, a Morgan Clyde Western, by Brett Cogburn. Western. LP 23135. Once a Rebel, Rogues Redeemed, by Mary Jo Putney. Historical Romance. Donations. We appreciate the generosity of those that give, and we miss those patrons who have been honored with memorials. Remember that all donations are considered a charitable donation and therefore tax deductible. When making a donation, please include the address of those to be notified for memorials or donations in honor of a special occasion or person. Donations can be sent to Talking Book Services, SC State Library, 1500 Senate Street, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. Donations are used to enhance and improve library services. Please make checks payable to Talking Book Services. Donor, Juanita Hicks. Mr. and Mrs. Donald Klimmer. Andrew Nett Sloan. Betty Jane Adams. Janet Van Name. Nancy Kitchens. Mrs. Elizabeth Tart. Mr. and Mrs. Roy Pastorius. Joseph Woods. Elaine Welch. James M. Railing. William L. Brunson III. In memory, Thomas Tart. Using the bookshelf feature. To read cartridges with multiple books or magazines, go to Bookshelf Mode. Insert cartridge in player. Press and hold Play Stop until you hear it say Bookshelf. Press Rewind or Fast Forward to select book. Then press Play again to listen. Contact us at Talking Book Services, 1500 Senate Street, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. 803-734-4611. 1-800-922-7818. Fax 803-734-4610. Email to tbsbooks@statelibrary.sc.gov. Our hours, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eligibility. Persons unable to read or use materials as a result of temporary or permanent visual or physical limitations may receive services. Call for more information or visit our website, sctalkingbook.org. End of Connect the Dots. This newsletter is available in large print, digital cartridge, and at www.sctalkingbook.org, in print or audio formats. The announcements of products and services in this newsletter should not be considered an endorsement or recommendation by the library. Products and services are listed free of charge for the benefit of our readers. The library cannot be responsible for the reliability of products or services mentioned. This recording has been narrated by Susan Trouch in the studio of the South Carolina State Library. Talking Book Services, January 2018.